To Live with Passion and the Teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of the program. I am praying that God will speak to you through this program. The bottom line is that you can take courage in Christ and do whatever it is you need to do. This series is called We Are Called, and I'm praying that you will understand that you are called to be courageous. I wanted to share with you from Isaiah the prophet, chapter 12. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my courage. God has become my salvation. You can do whatever it is you need to do, whatever storms you're facing, whatever trials, whatever difficulties, whatever relationship problems, you can be courageous and face them. I think that courage is the key virtue as a Christian that we need to be able to face life. One time, if you remember the story, Jesus was coming to the disciples. Big storm going on, and storms are always a metaphor for life. And there's a big storm, and it says that the wind was against them, and the waves were beating into the boat. And sometimes we have things that are beating against us, things like relationship problems and feeling like we're sick, the pandemic, addictions, accidents, and then people, it seems like they're against us. So the storms of life. So Jesus comes walking in the middle of the storm, and he says to the disciples who are terrified, and life sometimes can overwhelm us, he says to the disciples, he said, take courage, it is I. I love that. Take courage, it is I. That's the solution in the Bible whenever there's a problem going on. God says, I am with you. It is I. And there's something about God's presence with you and me, with us, that gives courage. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is fortitude. Fortitude is when you're fortified to be able to handle the adversities of life, the storms of life. Remember Moses. God had called him to go before Pharaoh. And in order to go before Pharaoh, he had to have courage. And maybe you don't have to go before Pharaoh in your life, but every one of us is going to be called, and that's the name of this series. You will be called to be courageous in some circumstance or some relationship, some instance in your life. God demands that from us, courage. He doesn't want a cowardly child. He wants a courageous child. He had to go before Pharaoh in order for the Hebrews to be set free. And Moses went to God. He says, how am I going to do it? And God said, I am with you. Jesus gives that same solution in the Gospels when he says, take courage, it is I. The beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, Emmanuel means God with us. The end of the Gospel of Matthew, he says, go into the world, proclaim the gospel, and I'm with you always. The middle of the gospel, where two or three are gathered in my name, your prayers will be answered because I am with you. So Jesus' solution to the problems of life is, take courage, it is I. And I love what happened in the Acts of the Apostles. Here's Peter, James, and John, and they're thrown into prison for proclaiming the gospel. The religious leaders couldn't stand the proclamation. They thought they had done away with Jesus at his death. But now here the disciples are coming out and saying that he's been resurrected, so they throw him into prison. Then they had to stand in judgment before the Sanhedrin. And when they did, they said, we expressly told you not to preach in his name, and you're spreading his name all throughout Jerusalem. And Peter says, judge for yourselves. We must obey God and not people. And it says in the Greek, the word was parisia. That's the word for boldness. They had courage. They had this audacity to stand before the Jewish religious leaders and proclaim Jesus. And that's what I'm talking about. Whatever your trial is, whatever your storms are, whatever difficulties and relationships and sufferings that you have, you can face them, and not only face them, but be more than a conqueror through the courage that Jesus' presence brings. And we all have stuff. We all have difficulties and trials. The source of our courage, we heard from Isaiah the prophet, is the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my courage. And that is so important in my life, and I want to help you to receive that so that whatever you're dealing with in your life, you can be strong and courageous. You are called to be courageous. God calls you not to be cowardly, but to be brave and to be more than a conqueror. Courage, of course, one of the four cardinal virtues of from ancient times: prudence, temperance, justice, courage. And what it is it's strength, this indomitable strength, this supernatural, if you will, ability in the face of adversities. So you don't have to be overwhelmed and just collapse. It's this fortification. You ever seen a city with walls? It's fortified against the attacks. That's what the gift of the Holy Spirit, fortitude, is. You're fortified to be able to face your adversities, to be able to face your trials. So we can be confident and unafraid. There's this new invigoration. When I talk about not being afraid, I don't mean that you don't feel fear. Trust me, I feel fear. But courage enables you to face your fears. And instead of running from them, you stand up to the bully in the neighborhood. You stand up to Goliath. And trust me, you will defeat him. And the way that you defeat your fears is by facing your fears. You desensitize yourself to your fears, not when you run from them, but when you face them. And you can do it because God is with you. One of my favorite all-time movies is The Wizard of Oz. I know you've seen it. And really, to me, The Wizard of Oz is a metaphor for life. It was Dorothy who wanted to go home. And don't we all want to go home? Home to heaven. But in order for her to get home, she had to accomplish a major task in her life. And that major task was she had to get the broom of the Wicked Witch of the West. And all of us in life, as we're journeying through life, we got to get the broom of the Wicked Witch of the West. What that means is we have to do things and accomplish things that are not easy. And so that's the metaphor of life. All of us are on the journey, we're all on the pilgrimage, and we got to get that broom. Well, in order to get the broom, she had to be courageous. You remember she had some traveling companions. There was the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and I wanted to tell you about the Cowardly Lion. And that's a metaphor for all of us. We need courage. And that's what he wanted from the Wizard of Oz more than anything else, was courage. And that's for all of us. It's meant to tell us that in our journey, we need courage to be able to accomplish our journey. And remember, he gave a little speech, the Cowardly Lion did. He said, "What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on a mast to rise? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. And what enables us to conquer our adversities and to realize our dreams and realize our potential? Courage." That's what I'm praying for you as you watch this program. In order to journey home and face the adversities and do what God is calling us to do, we need to display courage. I remember when I first started ministry, I was ordained a priest way back in 1991. I felt like God was calling me, certainly to proclaim the gospel, and I preached in churches, but I felt like God was calling me beyond the walls of the church to proclaim the gospel to all people. Well, in order to do that, I knew what I needed to do, and that was to somehow get on television so that I could go beyond the walls of the church. But it took a lot of courage because I didn't have any contacts, and I had to knock on doors and sell myself. And here I was, a priest with a vow of poverty, ordained, had a good ministry, and yet I had to act like I was unemployed and knock on doors and ask them to accept me. And that was so hard for me. I had to swallow my pride, going to all these different stations, going to networks, trying to sell myself so that I could get the outlets that I needed. I had to swallow my pride and be humble, but more than that, I had to be courageous, because I was rejected by some stations and networks, and it was very hard for me. But I had a call, and I knew that God was calling me to reach out beyond the walls of the church. And in order to accomplish that call, much like Moses before Pharaoh, I had to be courageous, and I had to accept rejection, and I had to go on. And yeah, I was rejected, but I was accepted by a lot more than ever rejected me. And it's amazing, even some of the stations that rejected me now accept me. So when you're courageous, doors open up. And I want you to know that in your dreams, be courageous. You can accomplish your dreams. You can live with passion as you have that audacity, that fierce spirit, that courageous spirit that you are called to. Now, I realize that because of the pandemic, a lot of people lost their job. And perhaps you, somebody you know, somebody in your family, 30 million people have lost their job and are out of work here in the United States, never mind worldwide, all because of this virus. And because of it, people have been overwhelmed and depressed and feeling like they're giving up. And what I want to tell you is, be courageous. Don't quit. Be determined. Keep knocking on doors. Be proactive. And when you display courage, believe in yourself, when you display that courage, God is with you. He will help you, and it may not happen right away, just like it didn't happen right away for me with television. I mean, I was knocking on doors and things weren't happening, but I didn't quit. And all the while, as I was demonstrating my courage, I was growing in virtue. And that's what God was after. He wasn't just going to put me on TV right away and that was that. No, along the way, in the journey, in the pilgrimage, we are growing in virtue, and that's what's so important to God, that we become all that we can be, not just with our dreams, but in terms of virtue. And remember what I said, courage and temperance and prudence. These are cardinal virtues, justice, that God wants out of us. That's so important in the journey. We are growing and becoming the image of Jesus. And Jesus says, take courage, it is I. So part of my ministry is preaching missions. I travel around the country, go to all these different churches. Sometimes I'll have 1,000 people out there in front of me at a time. And I'm kind of shy and introverted. And when I'm just about to go out in front of all those people, I'll tremble. And I'm afraid, and I'll start to lose my moisture in my mouth, my spit. And I remember one time that was about to happen. I was just about to go out and preach, and I didn't feel worthy to go out in front of all those people. And I sense God calling me and telling me and saying, Cedric, I'm the one who created you. You have a right to be here, and I am with you. And wow, that so encouraged me. It strengthened me and encouraged me. And the bottom line is that God has a destiny for you. You have a right to be here. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you have a right to be here. So take courage and live your life to the full. Don't say, well, everybody else is worthy and everybody else is better than I am. No, no, you are called. And you are called to face your adversities. Just like Moses, just like the prophets, just like the apostles, just like me, you too, in your particular circumstances. So sometimes I'll be walking and going into an airport, and I'll see these people, and this can happen at a subway, who are exercising courage on their brand of religion. For example, the Moonies or the Jehovah's Witnesses, some of them are dressed strangely. They may have tattoos or earrings. And they're demonstrating boldness about their particular brand of religion, handing out tracts, trying to evangelize in their particular brand. And I look at those people and say, even though they have a disoriented religion, look at their courage. Look at their audacity. And if they can be courageous for that type of a religion, how much more should we Christians who have the truth, who know Jesus in a personal way, and who are filled with the Holy Spirit, quit apologizing for what we don't have and who we aren't, and go out there and be courageous and show people that we've got the goods and that Christianity is real and that it works and that Jesus is risen from the dead. And I'm not saying beat people over the head with the Bible, and I'm not even saying go out into the streets and evangelize, but I am saying don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of praying in public. Don't be ashamed of talking about your faith. That happened one time when I was in Denver at World Youth Day. This is back in 1993 when Pope John Paul II was alive, and we had this big World Youth Day Mass, probably about 500,000 young people and priests and different people all gathered in Denver. The Pope stood up and he talked in his homily and he said, "Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be afraid." That was the keynote of John Paul II's pontificate, be not afraid. And remember what I said about fear. It doesn't mean that you don't feel fear. It means that you're courageous even though you feel the fear. And he told all the young people, be not afraid. I've understood that in the Bible 365 times in some way, shape, or form it says don't be afraid. That's one time for every day of the year. So face your fears. You can accomplish much. You can realize your destiny. I think about the martyrs and all the people. I remember when I studied in Rome and how courageous they were. I would go from church to church, and there's St. Peter's Church. Peter, of course, the great apostle who walked on water when Jesus said, "Take courage, it's I." Peter says, "Well, if it's you, bid me to come on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And he did. He walked on water for a little while. Then he started looking at his circumstances. Then he started to sink. And the same thing happens with us. Well, anyway, Peter was crucified upside down because he didn't feel like he was worthy to be crucified the same way that his Lord was. This big, huge church, St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, commemorates St. Peter and the apostle and his courage. St. Paul outside the walls in Rome. The church of Paul the Apostle, right above the spot where Paul the Apostle was beheaded, martyred, in witness for Christ. Other churches, the church of St. Lawrence, the church of St. Agnes, so many people who had been courageous, so inspired and encouraged me to stand up for my faith as I studied in Rome. I remember one time I was preaching in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and this is different for the Catholic Church, but I was giving an altar call. It took a lot of courage on my part because we don't normally have altar calls in the Catholic Church. After my preaching, I was inviting everybody to come forward and give their life to Christ. And I remember everybody was so totally quiet because they had never seen such a thing. And finally, when I had finished preaching and I put the call out there to come to Christ, to get up out of your pew, make a move, nobody moved except one woman. And she jumps up and she came forward and came forward to the altar. And I had goosebumps because the courage that it took for that woman to get up when nobody else was getting up and to come forward. And then when she came forward, other people started getting up. They were encouraged by her courage to give her life to Christ. And then eventually the whole church came forward. Then it was easy because everybody else was doing it. But I'm trying to point out the courage that that woman had to be the first one to get up and give her life to Christ. And I know that she is saved. And so are the others who came forward that day. So it takes courage to live your life. It takes courage to be a disciple of Jesus. But we can do it because God is with us. And I think about, as we're going through the pandemic, at least as I'm filming this, I think about the first responders. I think about nurses and doctors, the courage that they have, putting their lives on the line for other people. I think about other people that stand for life, people that are involved in the pro-life movement. Even though they are heckled, they stand for pro-life. And I also think about the firefighters. Right now in California, there's all kinds of fires going on. Some of the firefighters have died because of this, yet they courageously fight these fires. I think about our military, far from home, defending our country, keeping the peace, separated from their families, the courage that they've had to display. I think about our police. Instead of defunding our police, we have to defend our police. I think about them and how they are bringing peace into our communities. And yes, we can still call upon them for help. I remember I watched a movie one time. It was called Saving Private Ryan. It was a horrific movie about D-Day in World War II. I remember the opening scene. Tom Hanks was in the movie, and here's this boat, this personnel carrier, and it's coming ashore on Normandy Beach. Suddenly the ramp drops, and as that ramp drops, all the troops had to start getting out of the boat into the water and charging the beach. As that ramp drops, you hear the bullets flying. The Germans were shooting at our troops. And left and right, men are falling over, being shot, blood in the water. And yet these troops, instead of being frozen in fear and just stuck in that boat, they went forward. The courage of our veterans, the courage of the people that have died for our freedom. And so just wanted to remind you that so many have gone before us and have lived with courage. I wanted to share with you one of the saints that I admire so much, one of our Catholic saints, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He was a Franciscan, a priest, who lived during the Second World War. And because he was Polish, he was captured and put into a Nazi concentration camp called Auschwitz. While he was in there, a prisoner escaped. And they had a rule in this concentration camp that if a prisoner escaped, 10 other prisoners would be put to death. So the commandant picked out 10 prisoners to die, and one of the prisoners that was chosen, Francis Jonaszek, started crying because he had a wife and children. And when he started crying, Maximilian Kolbe stepped forward and said, "I'll take his place." He could have been shot at that moment for even doing that. And the courage and the audacity of Maximilian Kolbe to make a move like that was so admiring, so beautiful. And he did. He took his place, went into the starvation bunker. For 2 weeks, he led those other 9 prisoners in prayer and even gave them some of his food. And then finally, he died of starvation. 2 weeks later, they all died of starvation. They had to inject him with carbolic acid because he was the last one left. And finally, he gave his life as a martyr. At his canonization, Francis Jonaszek was there. My point is that courage saves lives. We all have our situations. We all have our circumstances that we have to face. I think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's just about to die on the cross. If he accepts this and sweating blood, he has great courage and he faces his cross. He faces his circumstance. So whatever you're going through, I pray that you would be able to face it with courage. As I said, the wind assails us. The waves beat into our boat. There are all kinds of circumstances and relationships and trials and problems that all of us face. And it's difficult, it's hard. But what is God doing in the midst of it all? He's saying, "You're not alone." As you grow older, as you go through physical sufferings, you're not alone. Take courage, it is I. And as you watch this program right now, I want you to think about what you're going through in your life. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed, and I don't want you to sit there afraid, especially if you have a great dream and a vision, especially if you're unemployed and You know that you need to be out there proactive and you need to keep at it and be determined. Be audacious. Be fierce. Be courageous. You are a Christian. Don't be ashamed of your faith. And the source of our courage is the Lord. You are called, and that's the name of this series, you are called to be bold and courageous and have audacity, not to be a mouse, not to be afraid all the time, but to stand up and take courage. And as you do, you will sense God with you in powerful ways. You will grow as a person. You will realize your dreams. You will overcome your trials and adversities, and you will fulfill your destiny. You are called. You are chosen. Take courage. It is I. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live. Live with passion.